Comic Book Obscura, a show where I give you a brief rundown on comic books' most obscure characters, from Marvel to DC to Image and a bunch of other publications you probably never heard of. I'm your host, Tony, and this is episode 11, Hawk and Dove. Had to take a hiatus for a little while, but the show is back with a duo team-up character. Not quite in the vein of Batman and Robin, in a sense that these two actually started out as a duo upon creation. So, created by legendary Steve Ditko and Steve Skeutes, S-K-E-W-T-E-S. Skeutes? Am I saying that right? Anyway, they did this for DC Showcase number 75 back in 1968. The original pair were brothers Hank and Donald Hall. With contrasting personalities, Hank was aggressive and militant and became Hawk, while pacifist Don became Dove. This contrast in ideologies was a reflection of the politics of the time, yet these two managed to work together despite their differences, which was the overall theme of the comic. In today's climate, a movie like this, based on these two characters, would actually be pretty poignant, I think. However, there's no movie. I think at one point there was talk of a movie, but currently the two a version of the two characters are on the DC show Titans, which is on their new, like, their Netflix. I forget what they call it. I think they just call it DC Universes, but that's a different version than the original two, but I'll get to that later. So for Hank and Donald, their origin was, their father was a judge, Irwin Hall, and he was kidnapped by criminals who wanted revenge for, I guess putting their buddies away or their boss or something. The boys, who were usually at odds, eventually came into agreement that they had to work together to rescue their father. This uncharacteristic, team up of they're brothers, but I guess their different ideologies kind of set them apart a little bit, but upon coming together to rescue their father, they're visited by Lord of Chaos T'Char and a Lord of Order named Terateya, it turns out that T'Char and Terateya had fallen in love with each other, which usually doesn't happen, given one's a Lord of Chaos, one's a Lord of Order. And I guess paralleling the two brothers coming together, they bestowed the two brothers with some of their powers. T'Char granted some of his power to Hank, who became Hawk, and Terateya granted her power to Donald, who became Dove. Hank was conservative while Don was liberal. So yeah, that's that whole ideology thing is like right on the nose. And their father was kind of in the middle, ideology-wise. So with that, their powers are, for Dove, he has a kind of danger sense and calls out like the word Dove to transform while he's in danger. It only works when he's in or near danger. So like with the danger sense, even if he can't see it, if he even senses that there's danger nearby, he can transform when he calls out Dove. And then when the danger is clear, he can change back. Unless he's injured. So if he's in danger, he transforms. And if he gets injured during that time, he won't transform back to normal until his wounds healed, which will happen fairly quickly because he has, heightened senses. He has flight. He can radiate light for, just blinding. And I guess it works against his particular light flash, whatever you want to call it, his solar flare. Basically, it can blind people, but then it also has an extra effect on, evil spirits. So, evil magical beings, I think. Hawk has pretty much the same powers, except, when he transforms, he says Hawk. He has the same enhanced agility and flight. And he has, boundless rage. So he's basically Ben Stiller's character from... Oh, what's the movie? Now I can't think of the movie. Mystery Men. There it is. Okay, I remember it. Yeah, I can't remember what Benzo's character was. Was it Mr. Psych? No, not Mr. Psycho. That's dumb. Mr. Ray? No. Mr. Furious? I don't remember what. I think that was it. I think it was Mr. Furious. Anyway, that character. But this boundless rage can be suppressed by presence of his brother, Dove. So, power-wise, not really all that impressive. I mean, the theme is interesting, but they don't really have, like, there's no, I mean, they can fly, and they're stronger than your average person. That's, like, a lot, like, Batman is stronger than your average person, and he worked at it. You know, you think magical powers would have a, you know, give you a little bit more bang for your buck, but, you know, I guess the Lord of Order and the Lord of Chaos were a bit stingy on that one. So, like I said, the version of Hawk and Dove on TV, well, not on TV, but on DC streaming service, are a different pair. And there's been other people, there's been different iterations of these characters throughout their history. The most notable one is the introduction of the character Dawn. So during one of DC's Infinite Crises? During one of their Infinite Crisis storylines, because they've had a few where they, you know, basically change their continuity, Donald Hall dies, who's Dove, and the series ended, and then it was brought back with his brother, with Hank still being Hawk. I mean, yeah, with Hank still being Hawk, and a new Dove being introduced named Dawn Granger. She was actually a lot like Dawn. Like, she was kind of a pacifist, not really keen on fighting, but not to the degree that Donald was. Like, Donald was, like, a pacifist to a point where he basically would not fight under most circumstances. Like, it was incredibly rare. But I think when they introduced Dawn, they were like, okay, that's too, like, there's just some situations where him doing that just doesn't make sense. And I think with Dawn, she was opposed to violence, but she would fight when she has to. For instance, in her origin, she was granted her powers by the same Lord of Order, Terratea, that gave Dawn his powers. And it happened while she was attempting to save her mother from terrorists. Though, apparently, it turns out she already had the powers. Like, when Donald died, the powers transferred to her, but they didn't activate until that situation. And then after that, next up was the characters Martins and Wolverine. So, after the run with Dawn and Hank, there was a 5-issue miniseries with two new characters not connected to the Hall brothers or Dawn Granger at all. It was Sasha Martins, who was a military brat. So she was like the straight-laced, conservative, upright one. And then there was her slacker partner, Wiley Wolverine, who, if you look these two up, the girl is got like short crop, black hair, red t-shirt, and like brown cargo pants and boots and brown wings. And the Wiley Wolverine, he basically looks like Shaggy, but with like white wings. I think his hair was like a little bit shorter, and he had a guitar, but kind of the same, similar look. And I think that, and then they were drastically different from Hawk and Dove. Like, there's no Lord of Order or Chaos involved in this one. They both have wings and like a psychic link with each other, and their powers are from an experimental treatment that they got from childhood. It looks pretty terrible. Like, I can see why this only had a 5-issue run. I mean, it might have been intended for just 5 issues from the get-go, but I can see why it didn't get anything more than that. And then next up is Holly Granger, who is the sister of Dawn Granger. So, at a certain point, they went back to the Hank and Dawn situation, and Hank was driven insane by a bad guy, and Dawn has to team up with her estranged sister, Holly, who's British for some reason, and Holly eventually gets Hank's powers when he dies at some point. And later on, there's this storyline called Blackest Night that leads into another storyline called Brightest Day, which is a Green Lantern related situation. And long story short, it introduces a bunch of other lanterns with different color rings, most notably the Black Lanterns, who basically have power to resurrect the dead, and the White Lantern, who can basically do the same thing, but, you know, it's the good guy version of that. So Hank is brought back as a Black Lantern and kills Holly, who then also becomes a Black Lantern. And once all the Black Lanterns are eventually defeated, because of course they are, Hank is actually brought back to life, like, permanently, and he gets his powers back, whereas Holly, for some reason, does not. And in the New 52, it's Hank and Dawn still. And then I think for DC, the current run of DC Comics, which is DC Rebirth, I think it's still Hank and Dawn, but I don't know that they're doing a whole lot with those two characters. So that's Hawk and Dove in the long run. There's not too much, there's not too much going on with them. Their history is long, but it's mostly due in part to the fact that I think Hank has been in the game the longest, and he only got switched out twice. Well, I guess Don only got switched out once. But yeah, that's kind of the only thing that really happened with them, is that both brothers eventually died. Only one of them came back. Funny side note is during the Blackest Night storyline, when Hank gets brought back as a Black Lantern, the Black Ring also tried to resurrect his brother Donald, but even in death, the white light that he had, the power that he had as Dove, kept him from being resurrected as a Black Lantern. And in response to this, Hank, who, like, once he got resurrected and was a Black Lantern, he saw this happen, and he saw the Black Ring get rejected by his brother and the ring fly off to find someone else. I think he commented something like, "Even after all this time, I still have to do all the fighting myself," which was kind of a deep burn, but probably, you know, based on how his brother was as a superhero, in air quotes, not unjustified. But like I said, I think these two characters, like the brothers, that version of those two characters, could, I mean, I see why DC went with Hank and Dawn instead of Hank and Dawn. Hank and Donald. Because with the way Donald's character was portrayed in comics, and the thing is, you wouldn't have to do that. You could still do the two brothers and just make Donald a bit more like Dawn, where he's opposed to fighting, but there's a limit to it. But I think they went with the Hank and Dawn version of the characters for the show Titans, because one, there's be like what, only two female characters out of like one, let's see, Robin, Beast Boy, Hank. Oh, so wait, how many characters are on that? Yeah, it's Robin, Beast Boy, Hank as Hawk, Starfire, Raven, and Dove. So that's currently a team of six. Yeah, I guess that's still gonna work. Yeah, so you still would have had like two female characters, but I guess they were like, let's keep it even and, you know, more female characters. So I don't know. I guess that's I don't really know why, but I would guess that kind of has something to do with it. But I think they could have at least started with the two brothers started with the two brothers and killed Donald off like halfway through the season, maybe, or at the end. But then I guess the next season would have been a lot about, like, you would have had to spend a good bit of the season setting up Dawn's character, because in the comics she kind of comes out of nowhere. So I guess it's better to start that way, and then through, I guess, flashbacks or something, you could be like, well, this is what happened to Hank's brother. So I guess it makes more sense. I kind of talked myself out of that. So yeah, that's kind of it for those two. The reason I wanted to do these two is because I honestly knew very little about them. The first time I actually ever saw these two characters was in an episode of Justice League Unlimited, the animated Justice League show. Well, the second season of the animated Justice League show. And it was the version they used in the show was the two brothers. And yeah, they were very much like their comic book counterpart as far as personality wise. And it seemed really weird. Like, it just seemed like, well, why would Donald as Dove even like be a superhero? It just, the whole episode, he was just, I mean, I guess it makes sense. I mean, he was trying to find the most peaceful, the most peaceful route to containing the situation they were in. Whereas his brother was just like, no, beat her. He just beat everybody up. So, but it still seemed weird because they were a dude, you know, they were a team. So it's just like, well, you know, Hawk is like going in there doing all the physical labor while Dove is just kind of like, guys, don't fight. Like, it felt like he was like trying to be a mom in the situation or something, while his brother was like, these guys are murderers and thieves. Like, we gotta beat them up and you know, leave them for the cops. Otherwise, they're gonna kill us and then continue to kill other people and rob and steal or whatever. So, it just seemed weird. So, you know, I kind of wondered, like, is that really what these guys are? And so, yeah, I felt like I should do an episode on them. Even though I know now, currently, it's Hank and Don Granger. There's not a whole lot about Dawn, though, because after she was introduced, like, she really hasn't been around that long. I think the last time I read anything with her, with either Hawk and Dove in it, was during Brightest Day. I did read through most of that, but it started out interesting because it a big part of the storyline involved Deadman, whom I will probably do an episode on soon. And Deadman and Dawn actually formed a relationship, which I think they still have, even though he's dead again. So he's a ghost again. And so I don't really know how that works. I guess he can possess a guy, but that seems weird that whenever he, you know, they want to be intimate, he has to possess some rando's body or something. Like, I don't know. That's a whole situation. But that's it for Hawk and Dove. So I want to get into a couple of tidbits of news here in the next section, which is back issues. All right, so back issues. I say back issues, which is like the, you know, kind of the current events section now, because I noticed that whenever I typically did any kind of like update, you know, like news info or what's going on in comics and movies and stuff, I'm usually behind. I always feel like I'm the last one to know. So, you know, I'm probably telling you stuff you probably already heard or stuff that you glossed over that I thought was worth bringing up. First and foremost is we recently lost, and I know everybody's heard this news already, but Stan Lee passed away at the age of 95. And there's it feels like the day it happened, they might have already been out there, but it seems like the day, or at least the day I found out a day late, or like the morning of, like the very morning of the next day. And there's a lot of tribute videos and there's documentaries about them that are out that I would suggest checking out, especially the documentaries. There's a lot of stuff I did not know about Stan Lee, but say what you will, like his loss is, and it is a loss, like his presence, like he shaped comics. And yeah, I know I'm not saying anything no one doesn't already know or most people don't already think, but yeah, with him gone, we've basically lost the holy trinity of comics. And it kind of sucks because there's really no replacements. And the three I'm talking about are Stan Lee, Steve Ditko, and Jack Kirby. And it just, I mean, there are good comic book writers and artists out there. I'm not saying like they don't exist, like these three were it and that there's no one else. But what I mean is like the things they did for comics, it's just like that, they kind of got comics to where they are now, or allowed comics to kind of break that threshold of being just, you know, funny books for kids. And I guess there's kind of nowhere else for comics to go. I mean, I don't know. But it just feels like there aren't any personalities like those guys anymore. Or, you know, guys who are just, I mean, I guess with Jack Kirby and Ditko, they weren't quite the personalities that Stan Lee was, but at the same time, like, you know, we know who those guys are. So, I don't know, it sucks. It just feels like, you know, it's the end of an era, which eventually has to happen, I guess, but, you know, it's just like, well, what comes next? And I guess, you know, I guess we'll just find out eventually. Who knows? But moving on. Oh, so I guess more comic stuff. So apparently a while ago, it was a rumor, and then a lot of people, and then it was a rumor that Chris Evans was leaving the role of Captain America. And then he put up a Twitter post that seemed to confirm it. And then after that, WWE star John Cena apparently started campaigning for the role of Captain America. And now, that was never going to happen. Like, I just don't see Marvel being like, John Cena? New Captain America? No. And nothing against John Cena. Honestly, a podcast I listened to called The Weekly Planet, they jokingly said that John Cena would make a good Guy Gardner in the DC universe, who, and if you don't know, Guy Gardner was one of the many, many Green Lanterns we have from planet Earth. And I know they said it jokingly, but I honestly think that would work. Like, give John Cena Guy Gardner's bowl cut, and I think he'd make a good Guy Gardner. But in regards to the MCU, whereas I don't think John Cena would make for a good Captain America, I don't see why he couldn't be U.S. Agent. Because, and the thing about that is, okay, so if Chris Evans is, because it still seems like it's up in the air, like I think one of the Russo brothers said that Chris Evans isn't done with the role yet, but that could mean just cameos for flashbacks, or, you know, that can mean a lot of stuff. So I feel like it's still up in the air. But if we're talking about replacing Chris Evans with someone else, obviously most people think it's going to be Bucky, who in the comics does become Captain America for a while. That's a good idea. I'm cool with that. Or it could be, it could be Falcon. I forget Falcon's secret identity name. I want to say Sam Wilson. There, got it. Ha. Okay, so I don't know why that was relevant, but I just wanted to remember. It's between Bucky or Falcon, both of which have held the shield before. I think currently Falcon still holds the shield. I'm not totally sure about that. I think he gave it up and Steve Rogers is back as Cap again. But there was also a time when I think either Cap changed his name to USA. Well, there was a guy who became the new Cap. There's a guy who called himself US Agent, and he worked for the government, and he was supposed to be a replacement for Captain America when Captain America became Nomad and just kind of traveled around the country helping people in an incredibly crappy costume. I forget who that character's real name is, but there was also a time, I believe, where Cap himself, Steve Rogers, used the moniker US Agent as well. But anyway, I think you could do that. You could have, and it doesn't even have to be like, it could either be the plot for a whole movie where it's like kind of a battle for the shield, and, you know, the government's like, well, shield is more or less gone, but it's still here, but we don't care about shield, we gotta do our own thing, so we'll take the the best soldier we've got, and we'll call him U.S. Agent, and he'll be basically the new Captain America, but for, like, Black Ops or some or whatever they kind of want to do with it. But I think that would be a cool idea. And then you have him kind of running interference with, like, the Avengers, or, well, I guess Bucky, who is taking on the new Cap. But I think there should be, like, some kind of battle of ideals with that, where it's like, you know, Bucky, who wants to kind of keep Cap's legacy intact but do his own thing, and then you've got Sam Wilson, who thinks that even though he's not necessarily trying to take the shield, he's kind of like, well, you gotta do it Cap's way or else what's the point, whereas Bucky's like, well, no, I gotta be my own person, but I know the general, you know, methods that Steve would do. And then you have U.S. Agent, who's just like, not crazy, like, I don't think he should be insane and turn out to be like a lunatic, but he's like 100% soldier, where he's just like, I just follow orders, like, I'm honored to take this role. It sucks that they're not actually calling me Captain America, they're just calling me U.S. Agent, but I know what this shield represents. And I think that'd be a cool storyline. I don't think they're going to do that at all. But, you know, just if John Cena really wanted to do something, in at least in relation to Captain America, I thought that'd be a cool idea. More comic book news. It turns out that the Watchmen live action show that HBO wants to do is still happening. And it might not be completely terrible. Now, there's been stuff with good actors in it that's still trying to be terrible. But, I mean, you know, you can kind of hope. But apparently they got Jeremy Irons to play Ozymandias. So, maybe it could be good? I mean, good call, bad show, maybe? And then, I guess, for fun, the only other thing I got is, if you do a search, if you do a YouTube search for Arabic Batman theme, that's kind of a treat. I found this video when I was just, like, you know, kind of searching around the web, and one of the sites I go to had it up. So, and I didn't even know that they had Batman over there, but apparently, when I'm talking about the Batman animated series, the one that Fox did, it's really weird. Like, they basically take, it's basically the same opening animation, and they splice in a few, like, actual scenes from episodes, but the theme song feels so out of place. Like, you've got the Bruce Timm visuals with a theme song that sounds like it should be for the Adam West live action show. It's really weird. Like, if you get a chance, Google Arabic Batman theme. It's worth a listen. In fact, I might actually splice it in at the end of the episode, which is right about now. I'm kind of revamping the show to keep it a little bit shorter, because I feel like, you know, these should be, when talking about these characters, they should be a bit brief, and I'll try to do more to put in recommendations as far as, like, you know, what issues to check out for certain characters, and you know, artists and stuff like that. But yeah, I feel like the last couple episodes, like, they just ran on too long, and I feel like it was just it eventually just kind of sounded like the adults from Charlie Brown, where it's just like wah 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 wah. So I'm trying to keep the info a little bit more compact going forward, so hopefully that'll work out. So that's the show for this week, episode 11, Hawk and Dove from DC Comics. See you next week when, who am I doing next week? I should know this. Oh, okay. Yeah, next week is another team up, or not team up, it's another duo. I guess a tag team? I don't, duo? Yeah, just duo's the term. It's another superhero pair. But this time from Marvel. So that's the show this week. I'd like to thank John Bartman for the show's opening theme that I'm still using because I still like it. So I'll see you next week, everybody. Batman. Batman.